la Constitución y las leyes del gobierno de Puerto Rico.
Ricardo Rossello is the governor of Puerto Rico. He's pushing for statehood, which he said would fix the island's weak economy and is only fair.
You know, our economy can take a significant turn if we start addressing some of the local government issues, which our administration has already been studying. And Puerto Rico has added value as a destination. You know, we have great doctors. We have a great education, higher level education system.
Talking about charter schools and about privatization of our school system. And the Fiscal Control Board is saying, look, we're going to reduce from 10 of the university campuses. We want 4 or 5 of them reduced to get some cuts, expenses. And we're going to reduce pensions.
We have here, a tourist destination, a tourist destination.
And one of the things that Maria did for us is that it didn't allow us to push aside, not look at our poverty and our discrimination and our inequality. We could no longer hide that behind piña coladas and palm trees. There will be no more of these perfectly tanned people walking into the sunset. Because right there, raw for us to see was the mistakes of the past that we had made and we had to own up.
Right now, the Puerto Rico isn't getting better. It's getting worse. You guys are going to go bankrupt.
Well, we feel that we have laid out a path towards a Puerto Rico that has less spending on the government side, that can invest on growth opportunities, and that we can actually navigate outside of this predicament. So I feel very comfortable with the ideas, with the policies that we're pushing
forward. And now there's another type of rule, who's the Fiscal Control Board. 7 people were appointed by the Congress of the United States to make any decision based on Puerto Rico. They can sell our natural resources. They are afforded power by legislation to sell our natural resources. So really there's 2 municipal islands, Vieques and Culebras, and they could say, I'm selling them to a developer for them to do as they wish.
A tourist destination.
No hay dinero en caja. Tenemos unas limitaciones fiscales. Estoy bien consciente, pero ya hemos tomado paso como algunas de las órdenes ejecutivas que
pueden pasar. The hustling, the political favoring, the lack of long-term vision. These things, the structural flaws that government has in this country, I think, are something that we could all agree on could be better.
We are demanding the repeal of the PROMESA Act. We demand eliminating the Fiscal Control Board. We demand the creation of a democratic and participatory process to audit the debt, where we know in what the money was wasted on and how it was wasted. And from there, begin to find a system that identifies what part of debt is legal and what part is illegal. Then the debt that is illegal needs to be removed so that we can identify a plan to reconstruct the country and regain our economy.
...60% of the Puerto Rican population lives under the poverty level. So what we aspire for in terms of a progressive agenda, it has to do with ensuring that we can tap into the world economy. Millionaires since about 3 years ago when the government started using a tool that was millionaires don't pay a lot of the taxes they pay, most of them pay zero taxes. But unfortunately, we're getting more of our share of those that just want to see us as a personal playground.
We are a tourist destination.
So when you feel empowered to just, you know, throw your billions around, well, I don't care if you do that as long as you respect the law, as long as we don't sacrifice our natural resources, and as long as we ensure that we are doing what is best for the great scheme of things.
Salsa has music for all seasons and old people. You can hear its up-tempo beat in a classy discotheque in San Juan or New York, or you can hear it pouring out of a tinny-sounding transistor radio in the slums and the barrios of the cities. Wherever you hear it, salsa is the sound of the people.
Mi gente, ustedes!
Get down!